Was it the pregnancy? Was it motherhood? Like, I guess, what was that like, just in terms of like meeting parts of yourself that you haven't met before?
It was the entire journey of really understanding what I was growing inside of me. Mm-hmm. And then also really relating it to this dysfunctional relationship that I had with myself and how awful to myself I was for, I mean, almost my entire life at that point. And it just made me want to love myself more. Mm. And it was challenging because my body was changing. I was like, I didn't love the way I looked. I didn't love the way I felt. I had a really difficult pregnancy with both. And it's the thing that like got me to really like learning more about like, what is meditation? Like, mm-hmm. how could this help me? Should I try this? And like coming back to that place of finding another way, mm-hmm. of doing it all. Because at that point, I was still in the mindset of believing that I had to work out for literally like 2 hours a day minimum, mm-hmm. to think that I would be anywhere as, you know, in a place that I thought I should be. This was mostly, mm-hmm. physical, mm-hmm. Because that was all I was focused on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never really at that point understood. It's not that I didn't understand it. I didn't even lean into the, mm-hmm. thought of like mind-body connection until I started to meditate. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is huge. Meditation for me is like,
oh my God.
It's like so unsexy. Whenever I talk about it, people are like, man, meditation.
No, I know. People are like,
it's like, yeah. It's everything.
It is truly
everything.
Absolutely everything.
So what was your internal dialogue like that before? Like before you kind of stepped into meditation, like meditation helps us see the internal dialogue. Like what were the things you were saying to yourself? Like what was the internal conversation?
Oh, it's so sad to think about. I mean, it was
And wasn't it hard to even say now?
Yeah,
out loud?
I mean, it was never great. It was always something I had to fix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was never enough.
Yeah.
My skin was broken out. I had cystic acne all over my face, down my neck, down the back of my neck, my back. And it was just awful.
Yeah.
So like that was one thing I was always just like, oh, you're so ugly. Like,
yeah, having acne what is a different this? Type of...
Oh,
yeah. A feeling of disgust with yourself.
I was evil to myself.
Yeah, it's a like a rage.
Yeah, and it was like, I mean, it's so sad, truly, to think about, but it was like, I didn't like the way my arm looked. I didn't like this part above my breast, between my armpit. I didn't like anything.
Yeah.
I wanted my thighs to be a different size. It was just like nothing was ever enough. Mm-hmm.
And then it's beautiful because it's like having a child helps you love, mm-hmm. something else, but you remember you created it and it like gives you this ease. You see how kids are and you can be more in your body and just like have this ease that I just really look forward to. But when you were working out 2 hours a day, was that like the trend time when everyone was working out like fucking crazy?
Yes.
And what were you doing?
I mean, I was doing a lot of high intensity training.
Yes.
I mean, like everything. And by the way, I always like to preface this because by no means am I knocking that style.
Yeah.
I just quickly, thank God, discovered that it was not working for me. And it was also increasing anxiety in my life, before the class, after the class. It was just, it all started to come together. I was running a lot. Mm-hmm.
I was laughing. I was doing half marathons all the time.
You were.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
But it's interesting. I didn't have a purpose in my life.
Mm.
So running was like, and it gave me something to work towards. So I was like, oh, this is my purpose now to run. Or it was like, oh, you create a tiny purpose because I had no purpose.
That's really interesting to hear you say that because as soon as you just said it, I was like, that's what you were doing.
Yeah. God also, was like, you have a purpose. But I'm like, I have no purpose on earth.
But also I was running away from myself.
100%.
Like as fast as I 100%. Possibly could.
100%.
And the thoughts and all the things that came up daily that I didn't know how to handle.
Yes.
And that cortisol piece, like you don't realize the stress
because I would do the same. I taught SoulCycle and then I would go take like a Barry's class.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like it was just, and I didn't realize, I thought I was like getting things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously like trying to maintain a certain physique and whatever. But then I saw it in my skin. I saw it in my stress levels. I was holding, like, interestingly holding on to weight because my body was
me
like,
too.
You know?
I was too. I was at my, like, I don't even like to say the word. Like, I just was at my least happiest place.
Yeah,
like, exactly. I didn't feel in at home in my body.
And how was your, like, diet then as well? I'm curious how that's changed.
Very strict.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. I was just, everything was extreme.
Yeah.
I paid such close attention to everything. And then it was like, and if I did eat the other thing, the shame that I put on myself, the guilt, which was, you know, that was definitely one of the leading culprits to me becoming bulimic.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't sit with that. Like I hated the way that I felt after. And I was like, I have to get rid of this feeling. I was riddled with anxiety.
Sure.
But like it was just, I couldn't find that balance within all of the things. And then I think that when you don't know kind of what to do with it or have access to the other things, you go even more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you remember what you did to yourself yesterday. You're going to run 7 miles in Central Park and then you're going to work out for an hour and then you're going to swim. And it was just, it was a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. It was really vicious.
What was like your lowest point where you were like, okay, no more? Like something needs to change.
Yeah. I mean, it was a real combination of nothing really working in my life at the time, drinking all of my worries away, staying up really late, partying, eating, binging, purging. This like, it was like, you know, good during the week and then I'd lose it on the weekend and lose my mind. And it was just like one night of it and the sun coming up and just being like, what am I doing? Like, I hate the way that I feel. I like hate myself. And I was so done feeling that way. And I just, it was one of the first times I was literally like laying on the bathroom floor where I was like, I need help. And it, even like saying that, I think for anyone that needs it and hasn't gotten to that point, like when you ask for help and assistance and you actually follow through with the next step of getting it, it just, I mean, it took a load off of me because I, you know, my entire life was always trying to show face, have this, you know, I wanted to maintain this real image of perfection and was trying to hold everyone else up. Meanwhile, I'm like crumbling. And I finally just hit that point of no longer wanting to live like that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose. And follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.